Tuesday mornings, we get a chance to visit with Seth Crane and our friends over at the Hondo Auction. Seth calls the bids on Monday, so he's kind of the go-to guy on the prices we talk about on Tuesday mornings. Here's the way it sounded as we visited with Seth this morning about yesterday's sale.
That was a pretty good sale, 240 head of cattle or so. You know, we were real pleased with how everything sold. You know, they might have took a few dollars off these packer cows and bulls. Look like the, you know, the packer market up there, they're probably getting a few more cows this time of year,
yeah,
going in the fall, and
sure,
and it's cheapened up a little bit, but not bad. Their cows are still bringing lots of money and dollaring out, you know, a lot for these cows we're having to slaughter out like this. 95 cents up to $1.23 on the slaughter cows, dollar bill to $1.30 on the slaughter bulls, and you know, nothing wrong with it. It's sure a lot of money. On our pairs, I tell you what, we had only, I think we had two pairs yesterday, and one was a little oaky type pair. She bring 2,200, and one was a black pair, bring up to 2,700. You know, not many of those kind of cattle around that you're seeing, but I tell you what, they sell good when you do see them.
Yeah.
On the bred cows here, 1,375 up to 2,000, same deal on them. You know, it takes a lot of money to own one, but, you know, it's kind of the going rate, it looks like, you know, it's the way things look like they're going to be. Sure, we're pleased with that replacement market, you know. Maybe we'll get a little bit more rain and it'll stay strong. On our little feeder and stalker steers here, 2 to 3 weights, $2.80 to $3. On the little heifers, 2 to 3 weights, $2 to $2.97. 3 to 4 weight steers, $2.75 to $3.20. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $2.45 to $2.68. On the 4 to 5 weight steers, $2.20 up to $3.05. 4 to 5 weight heifers, 210 to 260. 5 to 6 weight steers, 216 to 245. 5 to 6 weight heifers, 195 to 237. On the 6 to 7 weight steers, 195 to 217. 6 to 7 weight heifers, 176 to $2. On the 7 to 8 weight cattle, didn't have any steers, but as far as bull yearlings, 175 to 190. 7 to 8 weight heifers, 165 to 175. These little, you know, these stalker cattle are really selling good. You know, these feeder cattle are pretty heavy this time of year. You know, they're still selling good too, but doesn't look like they're selling quite as good as those, you know, those upfront cattle, those lighter cattle. So we were really pleased with the sale. Everything looked good. I'd like to remind everybody about that special stalker feeder sale we have coming up on October the 13th. That sale in October is always a good one, usually quite a few cattle, and with the market today, you know, it's sure going to be a good idea to have some there.
Well, you know, Seth, we talk about it from time to time, and it always kind of bears repeating, really. I always say, you know, if you're going to have a cow, you might as well have a good one as have a bad one. It's just as easy to have a good one. Sure makes a lot of difference when you go to the marketplace with them, doesn't it?
Well, I'm telling you what, these good calves, you know, they sure do shine, you know, in that market, and that's the thing about it, like you say, is, you know, if you start with a good one, you're going to have a good one.
And, of course, you know, across the board, we're just seeing a whole lot better quality cattle than we did, you know, many years ago. Of course, it's a different ballgame, but they're all in pretty good shape, aren't they?
Yes, sir, they are. They sure are.
What about goats? Dad said Monday you had a handful of goats.
Yeah, I think we had right at 100 head of those rascals running around there.
It was pretty good handful.
Pretty good goat sale there, I tell you that much.
Kind of proud of them, too, aren't they?
I guarantee you, those little crossbred, you know, those nannies, those boar nannies and whatnot, it's just unbelievable what some of those kids and cabritos are bringing. It's a pretty good goat market.
All right, that's second Monday in October, that special stalker feeder show and sale, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's that phone? Yeah, got a bunch of phone numbers for us. What's your phone number?
Well, you can get me and Dad there at the auction, 830-741-8061. Get Howard up at Tarpley, 830-460-1607. And visit us there at HondoLivestock.com for any upcoming information or anything.
All right. Got it all there on the website. Mr. Seth Crane, we appreciate it, sir. We look forward to visiting with you. I don't know if we'll talk with you on Friday or next week.
Sounds good.
One day or the other, anyway.
There you go.
Thanks,
you
Seth.
Go. You got my number.
I got it now. Thanks, Seth. Appreciate it, buddy. Have a good day.
There you go, Seth Crane out at the Hondo auction, and of course that sale gets underway at 11 o'clock on Mondays when we get the market information here on KCWM, and now let's get word on for our friends over there at the sale barn.
Looking to buy or sell some cattle, sheep, or goats at a convenient location with top quality service? Butter Crane at the Hondo Auction can take care of all your needs. Butter Crane's Union Commission companies open every day at the Hondo Auction on the airbase in Hondo. Sales begin at 11 o'clock every Monday morning. In Hondo, call 426-3383 or on the Metro at 741-8061 for the Union Commission Company. Hondo Auction on the airbase in Hondo.